Storm is a 15-year-old massive Maremma sheepdog, and she's now buried on her owner's farm in Grand Forks. This weekend, Storm's owners gave her some Benadryl and gravel before taking her out back to shoot her. They say she could barely walk, and the local vet is not taking new patients and could not help with the euthanization. It's the latest sad story coming from the city as it deals with a vet shortage. Leah Woods helped rescue Storm years ago before giving her to her parents, and Leah joins us now. Hello.
Hello.
Leah, what was your reaction when you found out your stepdad had to shoot Storm?
Oh, my heart broke for the man. A beloved pet. And to be somebody who can do that and make that kind of decision and follow through and do the right thing, it blows my mind that he was able to do that. I just don't think that he should have had to.
How is he doing and your mother right now?
They're both wrecks. My mom wanted the opportunity to talk to you, but can't even. She's flustered. She's emotionally there. That was a very hard day for them.
Tell me about Storm. You rescued the dog in the first place.
Yeah, when I lived in Calgary, I had gone to the shelter and seen her in there and saw those sad little eyes, and I wanted to get her out of there. When I did, I realized very soon that the city wasn't the place for a breed of that nature. And my mom and Larry opened up and said, bring her on out. And she was the perfect fit, a perfect guard dog, protected the land, everyone on it, everything on it, till her last breath.
She's a really big dog too, right?
Huge, yes.
What was her condition like before she was killed?
From what I understand, being that I wasn't there, it just had got to the point where she could not, like literally could not even stand up, laying in the middle of the driveway, laying there, just slowly failing.
Did your parents make the right choice in putting her down?
I believe they did, absolutely. I think the unfortunate part in this is that the resources weren't there to support them and allowing them to do it peacefully and a more kind way to the animal and to them. And it's got to be devastating to have to do that. I cannot imagine.
Why weren't they able to take them to the vet to get this done?
The vet in town simply stated they are not taking new patients. So, and as well, there is no vet licensed, a mixed animal vet that could actually come to the farm. Being that Storm as well is the kind of dog, there would be no way you'd get her into a vehicle. She's never leaving that land. So I guess combination of the two issues, an overwhelmed vet who isn't licensed to practice those services, and the lack of somebody who can. And I really think we need to push and push hard and be heard. This is important. It's an emotional hardship and financial in some cases. I mean, what about the people with livestock and big animals? I don't even know what they're doing to cope right now.
You want to be heard. What's the message that you have?
Is everybody, anybody who is listening, please push harder. Write who you need to write. Speak to your council. Opine everywhere you can. You know, my hope is maybe the right person might hear this interview, might see it somewhere online. Just one person might be able to help. I just really think we need to push harder.
Why do you think... Continue.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I was ranting.
Why do you think that it's been a challenge to get a new vet to Grand Forks?
That is a good question. I don't know if it's a matter of location and economy or just lack of available vets coming out of school with that particular ticket or that license. I mean, it's a guessing game for me. You know, I've written council myself, written the MLA, written the Gazette, you know, to try and get some answers. And that's when I turned to you guys.
And have you heard any answers?
No, I have not. I did hear today, my mom had told me that the Gazette did publish the letter I wrote, just a letter to the editor kind of explaining how I feel about it. So that's a step.
Do you know about other people in Grand Forks who have dealt with similar situations?
I know of people who are terrified that the day is coming. I mean, some friends of my folks have older dogs as well and don't know what they're going to do. I mean, if you can plan it to know ahead of time, you could drive to Trail or drive to Castlegar or Kelowna if you have the time and the money. But a lot of these times, these situations are, you have to decide in an instant. You know, accidents happen, especially.
Leah, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Leah Woods rescued Storm years ago, a Maremma sheepdog. Her parents have been caring for the dog and this weekend shot Storm themselves to put her down. In March, the city of Grand Forks began a campaign to attract another vet. So far, no new vets have moved to the city.